It's turkey time.
Jive, motherfucker!
Jive, turkey.
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 After all that,
yeah,
and that's what you fucking. That's it. That's it.
That's all. Well, welcome to episode.
Jesus Christ.
What are we? 38. I don't even know anymore, man. Like, I don't know how to come back from that joke. That was pretty fucked up.
Dude, so, it's not her fault she had 8 kids. Okay?
Actually, it is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it takes 2 to tango, there, bud.
I'm just. Yeah.
It's just gaping like that fucking flying fish from Super Mario.
She is like the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, like, porno. Like, you know how they all, like, gangbanger?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, they could do that.
Seriously. But it'd be, like, weirdly incestual.
Weird inside jokes to begin with.
It's like a wind sock down there, I'm sure. It's like an unstuffed sausage, you know? It's just
the casing.
It's just the casing hanging.
No, it's not even the casing. You just have the guy in the back just, like, standing underneath there just twisting it real quick, pulling it, just grabs it, twists it, keeps pulling.
Jesus Christ. Yep. We are, of course, talking about Octomom. That's a fun name you haven't heard in a long ass time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's fuck. Outdated, but whatever.
Super outdated.
Yep. Welcome
we're
to
bringing
this.
Her back.
This week's episode of Jive Turkeys, I am Jacob. And to my left,
Jason.
And this guy over here also, filling in for Tyson again this week.
I'm Tyson.
So Uber fan Will doing his best Tyson impression, which is probably the worst Tyson impression I've ever heard.
It's fine.
It sounded more like Eeyore.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I picture Tyson being. He's just an Eeyore.
Tyson's
kind of
just a Eeyore. Fair enough. Fair enough. So.
He just has a tail thumbtacked his ass.
Just leaving it places all the time. Like, ah. Tyson, you left your tail on the couch again.
Jesus Christ. You have a picture of, like, David Hasselhoff, and it's, like, on his dick the whole time. Like, dude, seriously? Come on, man. Like, come on. Look.
He's the Hoff.
Love you, Tyson.
So. Everyone is liking the new format. Got a lot of rave reviews for the 50-something minute episode we put out last week.
Good.
They said it was quick, it's punchy, a lot of fun, got in, got out, done.
When I re-listened to it, for some reason I was still expecting the, like, 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just nonsense.
It's not 4 hours.
But it, no.
Were you disappointed?
No. It was great. I was like,
how could you be disappointed? You were on the episode.
No. It was just I put it on just because I wanted to hear it and just critique myself, really. Because I'm a narcissist like that.
Right.
Okay. And I was like, wow, this is, like, really good. You know? It was kind of.
This is really good.
Well, no, it actually aligned with, like, all the other podcasts that I listen to. Because most of them are on that 50-minute mark. Only a couple of my other podcasts. I listen to very rarely will reach the 2 hour mark. Mm. Hour and a half.
Except unless it's Joe Rogan and then it's
know, like 4 hours long.
Yeah.
If he does like a fight companion.
Fight companions are, I mean, I love Joe Rogan, but fight companions are so fucking boring. Yeah. I would just rather listen to him have Eddie Bravo on yelling at his guests. That's my favorite part. So anyways, enough about other shows. Let's get into our show. The reason why you downloaded our show to hear our voices say stupid shit.
Indeed.
So, it's already happened like 1,000 times.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, once bitten, twice
bitten.
Bitten.
Yep.
So, Jason, we're going to do, since Tyson's not here, we can't really do a decrypted because we didn't know if he was going to be able to make it here. He didn't have enough time to actually research a cryptid to bring to you guys. So instead of doing half-assed research, we'll just do it next time. But this time we're going to do some movie reviews. So
before we get into that, I want to talk about.
I just gave a whole 30-second long introduction for this segment. Jason's like, before we do the segment.
Well, because I want to talk about something before we get into it.
So let's talk about this before we do the segment.
Jesus. See, he thinks he's in charge. That's the problem.
I mean, someone's got to keep the wheels greased around here.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The wheels greased.
Yeah, keep the lions tame.
So did you guys hear about what happened at the Mall of America?
No, I heard about what happened in Sri Lanka.
Okay,
we don't want to talk about that because that's sad.
All right, so there's a guy, sad. This guy in the Mall of America who has caused trouble there many times before.
Where's the Mall of America? Is that up in, it's up north.
America. Brooklyn Park, Minnesota?
Minnesota, that's what I thought, yeah.
Okay.
Cause there has to be literally nothing around it.
Right, so.
The Mall of America.
And this actually could work as a fuck your state. I could throw that in there.
Okay, so.
It's Minnesota, so we'll throw that in there.
Cool, theme song, go, fuck your state.
Okay.
No, you don't have to do it. I'm just putting it in post. So, the new theme song for Fuck Your State is Will just half-heartedly going.
So apparently this guy who's had issues with him before, he comes in, starts shit, you know, whatever, went in on the third floor of this fucking mall.
Okay, so this man he's been there plenty of times.
He's been there before, started ruckus.
He has a history.
He has a history.
Okay.
He goes in, grabs a 5-year-old boy and throws him over the balcony.
What?
3 stories down. Yeah.
There's no way that kid survived.
He did.
Oh,
what?
What?
He did. He's,
he didn't go.
Well, kids are pretty pliable.
He didn't go.
Yeah.
Kid bones are made out of like rubber and like super glue.
He was, let me see. Let me find.
You know whenever you dissolve an egg in, like, vinegar and shit overnight, like, and you can, like, you know, grab it and throw it and bounce it? That's what little kids' bones are made out of.
Little like, kids are like cats. They just somehow always land on their face.
Yeah.
But apparently he told police that he was looking for someone to kill when he went in there. So,
oh, because that's not fucking suspicious.
So he threw a 5-year-old nearly 40 feet over a third floor railing.
Jesus Christ. That's like 7 jacks.
This is why I don't like just having like rent-a-cops at malls. It's too many people in a crowded space where anybody can just, like, those cops are not armed. Those cops literally have no training at all for hostage situations. Like, shit can go down.
They hear somebody screaming across the mall and they have to run.
I don't think they
could have
done anything any quicker, because I think he just grabbed this kid, just, yoink,
that's
over the edge.
Other reason why I don't like malls.
Yeah.
Especially that mall, because it's freaking huge.
Yeah.
It's literally the mall of America.
Like, if I have my 5-year-old child with me, and I don't have them like zip tied to my fucking chest.
But they do make leashes for them.
Yeah.
Oh, people say
you go over the balcony.
People say those
kid.
Are not humane. You put your fucking dog on a leash, right? So don't run away.
Yeah.
Same thing. Except dogs are just smarter when they're young.
Yeah, it's true.
Dogs are.
They're not smarter. They're just.
We just
easier
we have
to
a
train.
Higher we have a higher ceiling cap than they do.
I guess
because they learn how to not shit in the house way before a kid does.
Yeah,
I'm just
true.
Saying.
Yeah, we had to put like protective shit on the the cabinet so the kids don't get in and drink the bleach.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, or the Tide Pods.
Why do we have babies? Fuck this.
Something about, you know, production.
It's funny that you bring up Tide Pod challenges because we'll bring that up later in the show.
Dude,
so Jason, finish.
Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda.
Okay.
24 years old.
One more time because I sounded like a Shakira lyric.
Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda.
Deshaun.
Or Aranda.
Aranda.
I don't know. It's A-R-A-N-D-A.
Aranda so far away.
24 years old, was charged with attempted first degree murder.
24, wow.
Yeah. The boy's name was Landon. Fell about 40
feet. Of course
feet.
He was.
Yeah.
Landon.
Fucking
yeah.
White
oh
kid.
Oh my god. Braden, Layden, Landon.
Landon.
Yeah, maybe
landed
maybe
on the ground. I'm just saying, maybe she should call him Flyden, and he wouldn't have fucking fell off the fucking
story. That's some low-hanging fruit. He probably asked his kid.
I'm
like,
sorry,
hey,
man.
What's your name? It was like, how about you landing on your fucking face?
Try landing on your feet,
dude.
Yeeted him over the fucking guardrail.
He just goes over, and it's like, the cat, everything freeze frames. It's like, you're like, what will happen next?
You know what the worst part about it is now? Because, you know, he had trauma, right?
The worst part about it is they named their kid Landon.
Hold on. He had head bleed, you know, he's bleeding from the head, massive head trauma. He fractured his arms and legs. So he's going to have, you know, even when he gets, if he gets out of the hospital, he's going to have, you know,
major
stuff.
Reconstructive surgery. He's going
to
learn how
probably
to walk
never
again,
walk
probably.
Again.
Well, he's going
to
have
to learn how to walk again.
Well, he's going to have equipment.
Well, his brain, the brain damage alone
right,
is,
but,
what's gonna really fuck him up.
He's gonna have all this equipment. He's gonna have to keep him going. Oh, yeah. And the worst part is, you're gonna have to call it Landon Gear. And
oh, I see what you did there.
That's a charity. That's a charity. You'd be like, hey man, we got you this Landon Gear.
I know it's bad timing.
The parents should do it and sell stuff called Landon Gear and like shirts and hats and stuff too.
That's perfect.
Fuck all that.
Oh no, what do you got?
Parachutes. Just think about how much fucking money they're gonna make. Parachutes. Emergency parachutes. They'll have a little kid's face on them. Every time you buy a parachute, the little bit of proceeds go to the parents. Bro.
Yeah, most of it has to go to Sri Lanka. So
and Landon packs them for him. Leaves a little note inside. So when you get to the bottom,
you open it up and it says, "I can't walk, but I hope you didn't die from your fall.
I hope you landed.
I wish you safe landings."
So,
Jesus,
so, you know,
we're horrible people.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So no, I mean honestly, for the family and for that kid, I hope he comes out. Absolutely. Okay, I hope he
remembers you.
No, it's terrible, but it just drives home my point that I don't like fucking malls.
Yeah,
okay. Well, or at least malls with more than one story.
Or men named Emmanuel.
Yeah, because you can't trust a messiah in any religion. That was the laugh I wanted for the exact same link. That was perfect. Jesus. Just good job.
Silence. I'm probably the only person who laughed.
Yeah, probably. But you know what? It's all right. So, you mentioned Tide Pod challenges earlier. We also talked about like other things that... What are you doing?
Nothing. Go ahead.
We've talked about things that teenagers get up to even after the Tide Pod challenge on the show, like as one where they're laying with the condoms.
Are there new trends?
There is a new trend going around. And it's just as stupid... No, I wish. It's just as stupid as the fucking Tide Pod Challenge. So the new one is called Shell On. Have you heard about Shell On?
Is it like they just wear like puka shell?
No, not douchey surfer like that. But, no, the new trend is called, it's called Shell On. So what it is, it's basically, it's a dare that these kids are doing to where they see somebody eating something. So they tell them, hey man, eat Shell On. It's basically, if you have a packaged food that you're eating, you have to eat it with the package.
Oh, that's...
So, like, if you're eating a Debbie cake, you eat the Debbie cake in the wrapper, and you eat the wrapper as well.
You know, that's not super new.
I know, I'm just... No, but it's got the new millennial fucking shell on.
It's garbage, but I know where this stemmed from.
Where did it stem from?
Okay, so when I was in high school, people would check... Dare other people to eat like the 5 gum wrappers, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People have been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is where this stems from.
Could be. But the Arizona Republic reports that Shell On Challenge to be the latest craze among Snapchat users where kids simply dare their friends to eat food, but the catch is the packaging or the shell has to stay on while they munch it. The word shell is used very loosely as apple cores, banana peels, plastic wrappers, and cardboard have all been devoured by the wildly bored teens.
Sounds pretty garbage.
God, you know,
very fucking stupid, if you ask me, but you know.
Well, I mean, honestly, where's this at?
Well, this one's from Arizona, but so, it's all over the world.
When you're in the middle of the fucking desert off of Highway 10, there's not much to do. I'd probably do the same thing. When you said shell on, I was thinking that they were going around siphoning people's gas.
But drive past a parking lot, they're like, shell on!
Shell on, dude!
We're just creeping towards the first purge. You know what it is.
Yeah, dude.
What's happening. Gonna get to that point where we're just gonna go, let's just thin it out.
Look, honestly,
the kids are
this could be an unpopular opinion, but what we should do is stop with the medical advances and keeping these kids alive. Like, if you come out fucked up, like, you're not supposed to live that long.
I shouldn't have. And I mean, honestly,
that's the whole, like, natural selection of things.
Yeah, every day I'm suffering from something, whether it's an asthma attack or a fucking allergy attack or a goddamn migraine or whatever.
If we were still hunter-gatherers, I mean, I like you, but you'd be fucking dead.
Yeah,
it wouldn't matter.
I have astigmatism. I'd be dead because something in the middle of the fucking night would eat me. You know what I mean? Anybody with corrective lenses, you die. Like, sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah, the whole natural selection
Even if you're farsighted, that would be, like, something up close would get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only...
Fuck! Where did the panther come from?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's weird because the whole thing with natural selection, it's almost completely gone because the people who die, like, randomly, those are, like, freak accidents. Those aren't, like, you know, nature taking its course. Normally, it's, like, a human mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't mean to do it. Most of the time, the way nature works, and this happens in the animal kingdom, is, like, you don't make the cut. Sucks to suck, dude. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's that.
So we aren't.
We don't do that. But it is because we've made it so we have it, which is the strive of every single species, is to better yourself and evolve so that you don't fucking die. Because your whole point on this earth is to populate.
Yeah.
Well, the problem.
Wait, what is your point?
We just have done it better, and now we're at the point where now we have all these stupid people like Ocasio-Cortez, and they want to get rid of fucking cows.
Okay, we're not gonna talk about.
No, I'm just saying, but she's an idiot.
Well, yeah, people like getting into politics.
We've allowed the dumb.
That's my point.
Too much room, and that's and yeah. they.
I'm not saying go out kill the fucking cat people, but I mean, you know,
they're
what
not
mean?
Allowed to hurt themselves enough to die. You know, they yeah. So they reproduce and they reproduce, and then you just
it's a never ending cycle of stupid.
The Spartans used to if a kid wasn't good enough or whatever, they would just like leave it out like the baby on like a ledge, and like the fucking wolves would eat it.
Or
that's what they would do.
Yeah. Or it tamed the wolves. And or came back on its chariot of fucking wolves and just ate Leonidas the whole man. Fucking Spartan army. I have come for vengeance, father! Oh, he's dead. They're all dead. Hmm. I guess only like, I'm the only Spartan. And then on the screen just says the last Spartan.
There's only like 259 of them, right?
That should be a new Disney movie. The Last Spartan.
They can't really show like raping and pillaging in a Disney movie, though.
No, but they can show the.
You'd be surprised at what they. Yeah.
They can show the murder of the mother or father right off the bat. Like, let's get this thing in motion. The father or the mother has got to die now. Okay, everybody cried, and here's a song to make everybody feel better. Here we go.
I am the last of my people.
They took Pocahontas, which is basically the
oh my god, it's the same thing
of the white man coming in and fucking everything up. They tamed that pretty good, didn't they?
Holy shit, you're right. Oh no.
Oh, no, Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, but that movie was about gypsies, and we don't like gypsies.
Did I ever tell you about that story of the gypsy kid when I was in Greece?
No.
There's, oh.
Okay, so you're in Greece.
We're like the country Greece, not the play.
Yeah, not the play. No.
So I was snapping my fingers in my zoot suit.
So I was in a knife fight the other day. So. These wise guys came up the road.
Sandy. I can't do it.
It was right. So I was sitting at a sports bar.
Sports bar in Greece.
Technically, it was Crete. Which is okay. Like their Puerto Rico.
That's like splitting hairs.
I mean, it's their Puerto Rico.
Crete,
it's a territory.
So Crete to Greece is like Portugal to Spain. It's just that unsightly zit that you wish you didn't have, but well, like it's well, just actually, gonna be there no matter what.
But Mount Olympus is there.
Sorry,
there's actually a lot of Greek mythology that happened was like on Crete, because that's where Mount Olympus is.
What's your point?
Anyway, so I'm sitting at a sports bar, right? And they have gypsies all over the place. Basically, if you look them in the eye, they're going to bother you for the next mile and a half. So if you give them money, which is what they're asking for, they're going to ask you for more money and more money. But what they do is they make sure it's a different kid every single time, but they like mark you and they like follow you around, essentially. So you can literally have like a whole band of kids like hit you as like you're going up like a street or something.
Holy
shit. They all have like little territories. Well, I'm sitting at a bar.
The route.
I had this dude. It's a fucking thing.
It's a racket.
So it's a band of miscreants. So I'm sitting at this bar. It's everything there is in the open, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing is really indoors because it's so nice out there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting with my friends and I'm just wasted at this point. And I'm just looking around, people watching. There's all the Greece is nothing but like beautiful women, apparently.
Look at that weird white guy.
So no, seriously. So I'm like sloppy drunk.
And we're
I'm
all looking, tan and beautiful, and he's
they're all like these fit European girls that are in college, so that literally have like rich daddies who struck oil, probably. And this little, he had to be 7, walks up with these roses, and he sees me, and I look at him, and in my head, I'm like, oh, fuck, he's going to come over and talk to me. So as he comes over, he's like, hey, buying a rose, it's only £2, or €2. Mm-hmm. I go, nah, man, I'm good. Before I can even get the, nah, I'm good, he starts berating me with, anti-LGBTQ, things. He's like, oh, you fucking faggot? Oh, you're gay? Oh, okay. You see all these beautiful women around here? Why don't you give one of these roses to one of these beautiful girls? Oh, but you're probably gay? Oh, you like sending all these fucking dudes here? You know what I mean?
I would have totally played it up and been like, yeah.
But
yeah, I'd suck your cock if you were, an adult.
To me, I'm this
fuck him over.
I was 20. I'm macho 20-year-old guy, you know, and he gets in my fucking head.
You're also drunk too.
I was also drunk. You're in a very impressionable. So I told him, like, you know, drunk fuck you. I'll buy 2 of them. So then
you called his bluff.
I called his bluff. I fucking buy 2 of them. I threw the change down the road. And then,
you got the 2 roses and then you threw his chain.
So then,
that's why they marked you, because you were a fucking asshole.
Well, I went home after that, so it was dark, so I went to the back house. Anyways, so I take it, I'm casing the joint. I'm like, I'm gonna give these roses to one of these girls around here, and I'm gonna get fucking late. This is in my head. I'm like, sure. Oh, this is gonna be great, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's a bunch of girl groups, which are nigh impenetrable, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I scope out these 2 girls playing pool. I walk up to one of them, and I say, it's in my mind.
You're drunk.
In my mind, I say, you are the most beautiful girl in this bar, and I would like to give you this rose as just a gift.
As a token of my Americanism.
Most romantic shit I've ever said in my fucking life.
No, it came out like...
In my head, I probably smelled like booze, you know what I mean? As soon as you open your fucking mouth...
You sound like Bobcat Goldthwait talking on her. Just
you're fucking hot. You take your rose and fuck me.
Is this really what you said?
Probably.
I don't even know.
In my mind, I thought I said what I said, but she was like,
yeah, I'm gonna be fucking Ryan Gosling from The Notebook.
Polite though. I give this, if you ever listen to this, just know I was that skinny kid that had the weird Volacom shirt on, the black Volacom shirt. And
fucking dick. You're the worst kind of person.
You're the reason why
people look at America so shitty, because you're over there fucking wearing your Volcom t-shirt, wearing these high Vans, and you're just I'm fucking American, gonna have sex with everyone.
I had a shaved head because I was over deployment, and the barber on the ship can't do dick.
So he just shaves everybody's head.
I just had like a buzzed 3 all the way around.
Oh god.
And then I had a really tight black Volcom shirt.
Yeah.
Jeans, and I was wearing my uniform military.
Okay, I don't really need to know exactly what you were wearing.
But that's just kind of, now sloppy that up, make him like really sweaty make and greasy in the face.
Disheveled and desperate.
And she was so sweet. She went, no,
fuck off,
thank
you prick.
I'm good. I'm just here with my friends. And I was like, oh yeah. Stumbled off. And then I went back to her and I was like, oh, by the way, we're playing pool if you want to play. I'll pay for your game. She's like, okay. So I walked away. And then,
left the bar.
No, seriously, we left the bar and I left the second rose there. But I couldn't believe, the next day I was sitting there reflecting and I talked to my friends and I'm like, did I have a kid call me gay last night? Did he really talk me in to make myself look like an asshole? My friend was like, well, 1, it wasn't really hard to do, and 2, yes. Literally the best thing I've ever seen in my life. So
Jason.
That was a really long story, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So we're talking about movie reviews. We were to get them last time, but we ran out of time.
Jive Turkey's go to the cinema.
All right, Jason.
Sure. Where do you want to start? Let's start. We'll go.
I haven't seen any movies lately. I know Endgame just came out.
Oh, well, instead it came out tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Now these are titles that have come out on DVD recently. These are not in theaters. Yeah. These are DVD release.
Oh, definitely haven't seen those.
My commentary's on them. So we're gonna start out with Transformers Bumblebee.
Okay, so the trailer for this movie did not reel me in. So I don't know
the
this is the new one, right?
Yeah, this is the new one.
I did hear this was very good.
The origin.
This is, in my opinion, closer to what Transformers was supposed to be.
Really?
So this is what it should, like, if you were a fan of the old cartoon, this movie you'll like.
Okay.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. It didn't have quite the Michael Bay fucking jizz all over it. So
right.
It was
hopefully not.
It was more entertaining. And they left it more,
lighthearted?
I don't want to say child friendly, but lighthearted. There's some, you know, with, you know, John Cena in there and stuff like that. It's actually pretty entertaining. So if you were not necessarily a huge fan of the other Star Trek? Fuck.
Wait, this is a crossover?
The other Transformers movies. Check this one out. You might like it. And if not, you know.
Picard flies in on Starscream and he's just like, yeah!
It would be Astro Train, goddammit. Get it right.
Fair enough.
Sorry. Cameo by Will.
Will Wheaton just shows up.
Shatner walks in.
But he's I don't believe this car is talking to me.
I did see Aquaman.
I think we talked about Aquaman on the show before.
Okay.
You Star Wars underwater.
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
I mean, essentially. Heavily CGI.
Tyson enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't care for it.
I, as a DC fan, was not ashamed of it.
I think if it didn't have Jason Momoa, it would have been absolute shit. He was the only reason it was worth watching.
Well.
So you actually watched the movie for the only reason my mom watched the movie.
Well, it's the same reason Jason Momoa was in it. Well, Jason Momoa is actually not a bad Aquaman. It's just that the direction that he was made to take it, the role, like what we saw from like Justice League.
Yeah.
My man! Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay, that's dumb.
Yeah, I had a
But he does, a big I don't that. Really see any, like, now that I've seen him as Aquaman, I don't see anyone else playing Aquaman.
Yeah, well I see, the way he played
it. You don't want Ryan Reynolds playing.
I can see that Aquaman. You know what I mean? I can accept him as a character.
Exactly.
And it's okay. But as far as, what was it, Amber Heard? Crap.
I mean,
I could do without her.
She wasn't really like a major part in the movie anyways. She was just like this hot redhead that was there. That's really all she was there.
Yeah, just, I don't know. But it had some good special effects, but for the most part it was kind
of
like, eh.
I disagreed with the casting of the, his brother.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Wilson?
Yeah, he was the same guy who was in, Watchmen.
Yeah.
As the owl dude.
Yeah.
His name. He's a good actor. I just was kind of, when I saw him, I went, huh? What?
He actually does play a good bad guy. He was the bad guy in the A-Team movie.
Really?
Yeah. So
That was him?
Yeah. So he does play a good bad guy. He's got that presence.
No, but, I'm not denying, yeah. But his role as an actor itself is fine. He played the role fine, but I was just like, the face, his face, I kept going back to Watchmen. I was like, why is he here?
Why doesn't he look more like Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
But
he's not dreamy at all.
Damn it.
If you like sci-fi and you like just kind of like action with that corny, oh, I found you mom kind of shit, then yeah. Aquaman was just fine. It wasn't like
it's underwater Star Wars meets fucking Godzilla and all kind of shit going on. There's craziness.
Yeah, there was a point in the movie where I blinked and rubbed my eyes. I went, whoa. Because it's just like, it's a lot.
That's a problem with a lot of comic book movies is they tend to, they either don't put enough in it and it's just kind of bland, or they put so much in it that it's overwhelming. Like fucking Dawn of Justice. It was way longer than it needed to be. There wasn't enough substance to carry it for almost 3 hours. It was just fucking train wreck, man.
Yeah. Not proud of that.
Nope, not at all. Next movie.
Creed 2.
Heard Creed 2 was good.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Coming out with another
one. It's fucking boxing movie. I'm not going to say much about it because it was, you know, it's just a solid film. Enjoy it. It's a sequel.
The black dude, Michael B. Jordan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great actor. Yeah, I really like him. Enjoyed him in Black Panther as well.
Yeah.
Killmonger.
Definitely.
He's just a really good actor. I am a little disappointed that on the first one he didn't win an award for it. I don't know why Sylvester Stallone got one. He got it for like best supporting actor or something like that.
Yeah.
It's because because
he's not black.
He was suffering from cancer and he went through the whole thing and that was why in the first one, I think, because he was going through this traumatic experience and he actually like lost a lot of weight for it and
So he got an award for just showing up for work?
Kind of, yeah.
He got a participation award?
Hey, I've gotten plenty of those.
No, that was during where Hollywood was doing, as part of the whole, like, you shunning black people from awards thing. And then Black Panther came out and kind of, like, flipped the script and people of color finally started getting recognition.
I still don't think that it deserved to be nominated for an Oscar, which is an unpopular opinion.
What?
Black Panther.
I think it was a great movie, but
it was fun. I really enjoyed it. It just wasn't Shakespeare in the Jungle. That's really all it was.
Yeah. It just compared to some of those other movies, when it was like voted for Best Picture, I was kind of like, I wonder why.
Look, it was a compelling story. It had great characters. It was phenomenally acted.
The CGI was good. The special effects were good. I understand that.
CGI was spotty in spots.
CGI
was spotty.
But at the same time, if you put it up against...
There was a lot of spirit behind it. There was a good... I'm just saying, like, it was a fun fucking movie. I really enjoyed it.
Spirit. It had a great personality. I just couldn't get it. She had a great personality. There's something about it.
That's whatever you say when you go on a date with some girl and you're just like...
She had a lot of heart.
She's a very conversational.
Great personality.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Absolute sweetheart.
Great girl. Really could carry on a conversation.
Love to have her in my corner if we ever got in a fight.
Did you guys do anything? Come on.
I see her more like a sister.
Not on the first date.
I never fuck on the first date.
Not her.
That was the joke, Will. Thanks.
We're gonna move on to Escape Room.
Sounds dumb. Next.
It was actually enjoyable. I had a good time.
This one.
Escape room. It's, you know, because there's a new fad where people, you know, go to these escape rooms.
Yes, I've been to one. They're fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to one.
So, basically it's, you know, it's a setup where this group of people who are good at these things are brought in. They've survived something in the past. So they're brought in to these escape rooms and they're trying to work their way out. And it's kind of like,
Saw?
Kind of, yeah, it's got the same kind of mentality, but it's not bad. It's enjoyable. It's like, the Bilko experiment, you know, it's the same kind of, craziness and people dying and you're like, okay, it's a fun ride. Don't put really much into it. It's not a, you know.
It's a horror.
Yeah, it's a thriller. Thing. You know, it's something
can't
to watch.
Can't put too much stock in those movies anymore.
No, not at all.
We're going to move on to Glass.
Okay, I heard lots of mixed things with that.
I haven't watched Split yet, so I can't watch Glass.
Split
is hit and miss with some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John McAvoy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
He's a great actor.
He's fantastic.
He's the whole reason why I watched Split, because I saw him in the trailer.
Yeah.
He carries that movie.
Dude, he is so fucking good.
He's jacked enough to be able to carry it.
No, right? I mean, he's really good. And in Glass, he's really good.
It's a hard role. All those
personalities. Yeah.
The movie was good. It had its flaws, but for the most part, it's enjoyable.
That's an M. Night Shyamalan film.
I feel like you had to be a fan of the first movie.
Well, I was.
Was called
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah. Okay. I feel from what the reviews that I read online said that most people who enjoyed it were fans of the movie and they just wanted to see an ending to it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because it's kind of like a cult classic.
Next one.
Okay, so we're going fast. Okay.
We got to. Man.
Oh, I got you.
Short shows now.
Holmes and Watson.
Oh, that sounds like a steaming pile of garbage.
It was an absolute waste of time. Worst
Will
thing.
Ferrell
and John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
I know they were trying to work out that same magic they had and
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers and
I just don't watch Will Ferrell movies anymore.
The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, it's a worn out dynamic.
It was really, really bad. this is one of those that I'll tell people if it's something bad that I want them to see and I want to laugh at their reaction, I'll tell them to watch it. Do not watch this fucking movie. I don't want your reaction.
Bad jokes and
it
output, stupid comedy.
It's the same jokes. Or it's the same shit. Like you can almost predict what's gonna happen next. Mm. Like as soon as they open their mouth, you're like, he's gonna say this, and then he's gonna say this, and then he's gonna rebut with this, and then this is gonna happen. And you're like, this is fucking.
It's like those memes that where they made a robot watch all the Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly movies, and they wrote a script, and that was the script that they wrote. That's fucking awful. That's fucking terrible.
I watched Mortal Engines.
I heard that was not what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, Tyson watched it and he said it was okay. It was not that great, but it was a story.
It had some good special effects. It had some.
I think the concept was really cool.
It's a very interesting concept, but once you get past that, the story is kind of weak.
What is the concept though? I know nothing of this movie.
It basically, these cities have become mobile. Like it's in the future and society is broken. I don't remember exactly, but basically they have these giant engines and that's the city. Everybody lives on the city and it moves and it devours whatever it needs to keep itself moving. So
that's like a lot like an old anime I watched. It's called, like Code Geass, Lelouch of the Rebellion.
Mm.
They basically were on this planet and their cities were these giant domed things that wandered across the planets until they two cities came close to each other, then they fought and so. Well, but yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Well, this one's like London would come in because it's so big and it would eat smaller cities, just devour this, pull it in and tear it completely apart. And they would use its,
resources
for their own use.
That's why I wanted to go see it.
Didn't Peter Jackson do it?
Yeah, it was a Peter Jackson.
I'm just saying, Peter Jackson stole from anime. Just throwing that out there, he's a thief. You're a fucking thief.
It's possible.
I watched,
he also made his career on a pre-written book.
Yeah. His shit before was a lot better.
And a remake of King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong was shit though.
With Jack Black.
It was shit. Sorry. I know that might be an unpopular opinion. But no, Alive and Bad Taste.
Dead Alive.
Bad Taste.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic.
If you've not seen Dead Alive, watch Dead Alive.
Dead Alive is the infamous fucking lawnmower taped to the fucking chest and just piling through zombies. It's fucking good shit, man.
Yeah, it's pretty ruthless.
Dead Alive is a fantastic horror movie.
There's a zombie baby that's born and he has it in a baby carriage that's wrapped with fucking barbed wire and shit because it's just this
it's
crazy.
It's really fucking good. There's a giant vagina in it at one point. You gotta watch it because it's insane.
There's parts that'll make you gag. Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun movie.
Oh yeah.
It's a good time. We all have fun.
Ronnie Custard, just like Mom used to make.
So
you just gotta watch the movie, man, because it is fucking twisted.
And the last one is Replicas.
Now, is this the one with Keanu Reeves?
This is the one with Keanu Reeves.
It's already out on DVD?
Yeah. It's,
it just came out in theaters.
I saw something about it, but I wasn't sure if people were fucking with me or not.
It's not good.
That sucks.
It's okay, but it's not what it should be.
That's because it's got Keanu Reeves in it.
Actually, it's not Keanu's fault. The story is flawed.
No.
It doesn't.
It's Keanu's fault.
It doesn't help that I think he just phoned it in. Like, he's not putting any effort into it, but it was
kind of like Nicolas Cage whenever he's not hurting for taxes.
Mm-hmm. When the last movie that I saw Keanu Reeves in that was good was
probably John Wick.
No. It was the 24 Roku?
Ronin.
24 Ronin?
I think it was 21.
Something, something like that. But that was actually a decent movie. Mm. Commit suicide in the end. Spoiler.
Yeah, thanks. I've never seen the movie.
It's a really good movie. It's a little weird because he's playing a Japanese samurai.
And he's totally not Japanese.
But they make an excuse that he was the only white guy that could be a samurai.
Yeah. Whitewash.
You're the only samurai that can be white.
You are the only samurai with the skin of a white man. Oh, there's silky skin.
Why are you rubbing me like that? That's really weird.
So that's my nonsense movie reviews. Enjoy, watch them at your, just watch them if you want to.
I want to see Us. but I've heard weird and good and bad things.
Yeah, true. I'm not sure.
I heard bad.
I'm gonna watch it just because I fucking loved the other one.
I heard that it was literally the exact same thing.
Really?
Just a little different.
Well, that's a shame.
I heard it because okay, you think of the premise of the movie has been done over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I mean, I guess Peele has his writing style, and that's the way he does
it. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy his writing style. I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. So. Now we're going to go to listener questions. We only got two listener questions this time.
Oh, that's right.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
I didn't put any questions for me to answer.
We're fine.
Fine.
All right. It's fine.
Fine.
So our first question comes from...
So anyway, as I was saying.
Comes from Mr. Holiday from the My Worst Holiday podcast. The friends of the show, they have a great podcast. I mean, him and Jay are fucking hilarious. If you guys get a chance,
not my friends,
watch My Worst Holiday. We'll be friends with them because they're great. So his question is, stork or crane, what's the difference and what's your favorite and why?
Okay, well, that's a pretty easy one. Cranes make pickles and storks deliver babies, so...
Okay, now you know. See, your brain kind of went the same direction mine did, and I looked it up. The Vlasic pickle is actually, their spokesman is a stork. So a stork can only bring you babies or pickles.
Baby pickles.
And baby pickles, which falls under pickles there, asshole.
Well, I prefer cranes myself.
So cranes do nothing but give you psychiatric advice and drone on the radio.
Well,
that's a Frasier reference.
Yeah, that's weak.
You're just mad because you're
okay.
Just
first
fucking
off, first off,
get out.
First
baby,
off,
I hear the blues are calling, the salad scrambling.
All right, first off, there's no kung fu style for stork, but there is a crane technique. So,
okay.
So cranes got one in that segment. Yeah, you know, so, right. Storks, you know, they bring you fucking babies and fuck them. But,
fuck the stork. Why? The stork's like, I got a baby.
For the listeners, they can't see. Jason has literally got one finger. He's waving it at us. He's keeping tally.
I'm keeping tally. No,
he's so wagging like a
stork's on his mother. Left. Cranes is on his right. And he's just wagging those fingers around there. Like,
well, you know, I'm just saying.
Don't you y'all know?
Like a fucking Baptist preacher started to get on your own. And the storks all bringing the babies to the sodomites.
If you were a real Baptist preacher, you'd have at least 3 points. Each Baptist preacher has 3 points.
And three handkerchiefs.
Then he makes
to wipe all the
throughout the sermon, he touches all three of those points. It gives you about an hour and a half worth of material.
That's funny because Catholic... priest touched three boys throughout
the he touched his boys 3 points. And they called it acupuncture. Jason.
Anyway, I don't have anything else. I was just going.
Which one do you like? Do you like the stork or do you like a pelican? Or, I mean, a
no, pelican.
Pelican's not even on there.
I'd go with a crane.
Pelicans are mean bastards.
I would go with a crane.
I'm more of a stork guy because stork? Kind of funny you say. Well, and then they
well,
also
if you break down the both of them, one of the most humorous sounds in the English language for some reason is the k sound. So anything with a k and or a k, it tends to be funny. I don't know why, but that's second fucking scientific study. Because
you
say
with a k.
So both of them, you have stork.
You stork. Have to state right.
Stork. And then you have. Crane. And it's both got the k sound, so it's like...
I just like pickles.
And pickles. It's got the k sound.
I like babies.
Got
baby
stork
puppies.
Pickles.
Yeah, but storks don't bring baby puppies. They only bring human babies.
Yeah, well. And no one needs that shit. You can't abort that. If you wanted to abort that baby, you'd have to, like, snipe the fucking...
Exactly.
You'd,
like,
you'd have to snipe the stork.
You know what's coming
snipe
next?
Is another bird, allegedly.
You know what's coming next?
What's coming next?
Female dog abortion rights.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Let's not talk about this.
I'm sorry.
I don't even want to get in on
it. It was there.
Oh, Jesus. So our next question, and our last question, comes from a new listener. She started listening last week.
Okay.
She
this
said
is not
she...
the podcast to listen to.
What?
Not this episode.
Why are you doing this?
Not this episode. Skip this one.
You are self-sabotaging our show.
It's at the end.
Go
you're
to the
talking
next one.
Skip it. You're telling them to end, skip it at the end. That's great.
If you listen this far, get up. Just give up, Martin. Get up. Give up. So,
it's your kids, Marty.
So, Corinne asks us a question. Her question is, just for shits and giggles, if you guys could be a woman for a day, what would you do as a female? There are stipulations, Will. I already see your fucking perverted gears turning.
Back to my previous comment.
Excluding fondling / looking at yourself naked. Also, what would your female name be, and what would you look like?
Okay, so this one's easy for me, because Chandler is a unisex name, and my middle name is Chandler, so my female name would be Chandler.
Okay. Automatically, I just think about Chandler from the fucking, from Friends.
Friends.
Well, so I haven't heard that in 25 fucking years. Yeah.
Bing.
Anyways, what I would do?
You said you had this ready, and then now you're just stumbling.
Well, I knew my name was
like you were ready. Drunk in Greece.
My name was ready.
That's it?
That was about it.
There were so many other questions.
I'm sorry. Come back to me.
So Jason, what would you do? What would your name be? And what would,
what was the other one?
I've already forgotten.
I can't fondle myself, and I can't look at myself in the mirror, so.
Okay, so she said excluding that, which we're just gonna assume that you're gonna do it anyway.
But if I can't look at myself in the mirror, what am I gonna look like? How would I know what I look like?
That's a good point. Are you gonna have that Fallout 4 load screen where you don't know what you look like?
Am I gonna take selfies all day? I'm not that psychotic. You're not that.
You're more self-loathing than that.
Yeah, I can't, I, you know,
if you could be a woman for a day, what would you do? What would you look like? And what would your name be?
My name would be Lola. And I would wear,
and in a dark brown voice, she said, Lola.
I would be Lola, and I would spend my day at the Golden Corral with my face under the chocolate waterfall. And when somebody got in my shit, tell me to leave, I would get all kind of fucking brutal. I go, no, the fuck you didn't. Fuck the fuck off, motherfucker. And I'd start throwing shit.
You can do that now.
And I would scratch at them. Yeah, but I can't do it in fishnets now. Sure, I would be in fishnets.
Yeah, just shave
only
your legs.
Only fishnets.
Actually, don't shave your legs. Go
only
there.
Fishnets. That's all I would be wearing.
Okay. So that's
But I
want to
make
decent.
Sure, I want to make sure that I am 70 pounds overweight.
Oh my gosh.
I want to make sure.
Pounds.
Exactly 70 pounds.
Why
70? Because I want to make sure.
Why not 69?
69 might work, but I want 70 just because I want to be able to not only have a role, but to be able to keep stuff in the role without it coming out.
Wait. Do you want to be like one of those like cute, big titty, chubby girls?
No, I don't want to be attractive. I don't want to be attractive at all. I want weird, misshapen breasts. Field.
So you want those like huge pancake titties
with
a big head and like no ass, so you look like a teardrop upside down.
I want the oblong boobs that kind of sit off to the side.
Yeah, they just flap out to the side.
Just out,
and you never wear a bra.
But they're not quite big enough, and I want the nipples to sit
it's
just
like
a little high.
They're arguing, so they never touch.
They're just mad, right? And
first off, I'm going to go on the record and say if I was with a girl that had those tits, it would be perfectly fine.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
All tits are great.
They are. Don't get me wrong. They are. But I'm trying to paint a picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I would use my lipstick to make sure to accentuate all my stretch marks.
What?
I want them to look red and angry. I want to make such a fucking pain of myself that they arrest me and they put me in a women's lockup.
Really? So you want to make so much of a scene that you get thrown in jail?
Yeah, and that way.
You know you're only doing this for a day.
Exactly.
Oh,
so when they keep me overnight, the next morning I'll wake up and they'll be surrounded by all these fucking like, just angry, horny women. And it'll be good.
So you want to be anger raped.
Because they're gonna be in prison, you know, in jail or whatever, and they're gonna be like, you know, just mad because they're there, but they're horny, and then there's a dick, and you're like, okay.
You have watched Orange is the New Black, right? They've been fucking each other for like the longest time. They don't really need you. especially you in there with your fucking nothing but fishnets with chocolate stains down your fucking, your mouth and your neck and on your weird nipples you were talking about.
Sexy, right?
so for
yes,
me,
Jason.
Hey, I'm gonna take it as weird as I can take it. That's a weird question. I wanted it weird. So
for
enjoy.
Me, I would, okay, so I already established my name's Chandler. Alright. I would be one of those like, not hot, but like one of those like, cute, like chubby girls.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm too ugly for like those weird skinny dudes, but like guys who want like a real woman, you know what I mean? So I know I'd be treated like decently right. but I'd be like comfortable in my own skin.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if
this is really fucking weird.
Well, this is a weird question. You know what I mean?
Are you going to look for love? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to really put myself out there and wear my heart on my sleeve.
It's only for one day. You're not going to find a fairy tale like ending.
You don't know that, Jacob.
That is true.
The question is whether that person will accept him once
if you get a kiss of true love by the stroke of midnight, you stay permanently.
You better watch who you're fucking.
You take true love's form. That's what it was in Shrek. True love's form. It doesn't necessarily mean it will be the form that you were in.
I'm sorry, Corinne. We tried to keep them on subject. Now we're talking about Shrek.
You just ply yourself with a dildo and it just keeps like that permanently. That was true love.
Well, guess what?
God dang it!
Now you're gonna just pound it in your
one in there and just wait for you to change back to see where it's poking out of.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
it just sparkles come through. It's like a puff of smoke and all of a sudden you're face down, ass up with a fucking all-American dildo in your ass. And you just sit there for 2 seconds and you go,
you just turn back around and look at him and he's all shocked and you're just like, God bless America.
Oh my god, what if you brought a dude home, you lost track of time, and all of a sudden, he's plowing you doggy style, and all of a sudden,
all of a sudden he misses and hits you in the balls and you're like, wait!
Whoa.
That's just inappropriate.
It's like, oh yeah, daddy. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, oh, yeah, daddy.
I'm gonna reach drunk, yeah boy. Give me the old left hook there, sailor. Disgusting.
But yeah, my name's Chandler. I want to be one of those chubby girls and I'm looking for love.
Cool.
What about you, Jacob?
The long answer.
Okay, so my name would be, I would be Scarlet Ruse.
Scarlet Ruse?
Yes, because I want it to sound sensual but mysterious.
You're like a Russian spy that works part-time in the red light district?
Kind of. So what happens is I would be nice and svelte, average, I guess. Cut it good, you know, fucking...
How tall are you?
Oh, easily fucking...
8'3"?
Yeah. So I'm female Shaq. No, it would be like, I don't know, I like tall women, so it'd be about 6'1". I think that's pretty good. My girlfriend, my fiance is like 5'10", I think, so I like tall women. So yeah, I'd be tall. And, you know, I would be thin, but just like the hips have some meat to them, you know, because you want to look appealing.
Be all Brianna Tarth kind of.
No, not like tall. That. No, oh, okay. With more curves. She's
okay.
Poor woman does not have a lot of curves, but she's a fucking great actor. So, anyways, now what I would do is I would wear the skimpiest but tasteful dress that I have in my closet. Because I've been preparing for this day, apparently, for a long time. Mm. And I would go to the Avengers Endgame premiere, and I would make out with Robert Downey Jr. on the red carpet right before I turned into a dude. Ruin his career for life.
Would you do it with, like, Avengers Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Or would you do it, like, pre-Avengers when you're still like on Black Door Heron?
I mean, both would be fine. So, but I'm talking about like I have to do it. No. We didn't say time travel.
Just think about it. Like, what if you ruined Robert Downey Jr.'s career before he went into Avengers? Then what would happen? Who would play?
Ed Helm. Ed Helms would be playing Iron Man.
Hmm.
It'd be really fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't, that would be weird.
Just like a goofy ass Iron Man. Look, I'm a millionaire. I'm like, no, you're not.
Idris Elba.
Dude, Idris Elba Iron Man would be pretty badass, but he already plays Heimdall, so.
Heimdall.
Can't do it. What?
You know he's a DJ?
Heimdall, whatever.
You know he's a DJ?
It's in a Netflix movie.
No, he's like a real life DJ.
Oh, that's cool.
He was at Coachella this year.
Oh. Well. Time to close up the show with some sure headlines.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Mississippi community left confused after bowls of mashed potatoes mysteriously keep appearing.
What?
So Jackson residents were mystified after bowls of mashed potatoes suddenly appeared on their cars, porches, and mailboxes.
So, Daddy! The mashed potatoes are there again! Quick, get your mama, she's been Judy driving on one. I went in my truck trying to go down there in my 7 to 10 shift at the 7-Eleven, and there was a big old bowl of mashed potatoes right on the
hood. I almost sat on it.
Who I was late because I was sitting in my car eating the damn thing.
I got out of the car and my boss was like, that's mashed potatoes on your ass, boy.
I have like 3 bowls in my house. Who has that many bowls to put in all over town?
IKEA.
I mean, holy shit.
Bro, that's a commitment there. That, I wonder if it comes with silverware.
Hey, maybe.
What if it's like a weird like KFC stuff?
What this? This free food.
Like now, gravy's gonna start popping up.
What?
Gravy's gonna start popping.
Just pouring out from the sky like rain.
Somebody just, you know what? The problem is they put the bowls out there, but they left chopsticks. Good luck eating that shit.
Oh God.
Fuckers.
This food isn't convenient enough.
And somebody was just tormenting the entire town.
It's the local Chinese food place.
Jesus. Like, oh, you like a mashed potato, huh? Like, you eat this. Good luck, fucker.
Next thing you know, it's going to be like a bunch of like jello plates and nails showing up. Like little tree saplings.
What started as a nice gift turned really ominous.
This note here tells me I gotta nail the jello to the tree. How are you supposed to do that? I've been trying for 3 days.
I've lost touch with my family.
Family's gone. She took the dog.
Out here just trying
almost
to nail this jello to a tree.
The only thing that's there is the steps. I've been living under them.
They took the tree.
I'm living took the tree. I only got nails in the freaking
I'm jello living under the now. Porch. It's a sad state of affairs.
Anyway.
So Jordan Lewis described the Bellhaven neighborhood as a quirky one, with residents decorating road signs and putting Christmas trees in potholes.
It's already a road hazard.
Hey, Judas, you know, look good here. Fucking Christmas tree. Then now, really, in the middle of the road? Yeah.
Now, surely you don't mean in the middle of the road.
No, it's not really in the middle. It's more like adjacent. What does adjacent mean? Well, I went to school. You only passed third grade. That don't mean I don't know what that means.
Adjacent. That's that guy on that podcast we listened to.
Yep, he is adjacent.
You are adjacent. So, but the probe into the puzzling potato problem is even new for them. Lewis told WLBT-TV she spotted her first bowl of mashed potatoes on her car's windshield. Quote, I walked outside yesterday morning at 7 a.m. and I got in my car and that's when I noticed a white bowl on my windshield. It was full of rainwater. I threw it away and I was grossed out by it, she said. I just thought this is a harmless prank by some kids or college students in the area. Michaela Lynn said she found a bowl of mashed potatoes on her mailbox.
Wait, how's Michaela spell?
Like Michael, but with an A at the end.
Oh, that's a true redneck. Yeah. True redneck.
No Y at all?
No idea how to spell that.
She said some of the potato finders have connections to Bellhaven University, a local private Christian university, which may be a clue.
So, in the name of Jesus, they're spreading mashed potatoes.
I don't know. I don't see what the clue is.
I didn't.
And on the third day, Jesus mashed.
The Father mashed.
He did the Messiah mash.
He did rise from the. Never mind.
Zombie rise from the mashed potatoes.
So far, I have realized some of the victims of the mashed potatoes are actually staff or Bellhaven students or alumni. I feel like there has to be a connection there.
Alumni?
What the fuck is alumni?
How can you be an alumnus at a Christian school? Like, oh, you read your Bible better than anyone else. Right.
What's an alumni?
So it's part of the alumni.
You've never heard of an alumni?
Alumni, not alumni.
Oh, shit.
You said alumni.
I'm sorry.
That sounds like a weird cult.
Alumni.
I'm sorry. I read it like I was from Mississippi. I couldn't get
on the
voice.
That'd be one of the damn alumniers.
Fuck you guys.
Hey.
Okay, all right. Sebastian Bjørngaard.
Oh my God.
Said that some residents fear there's a more sinister message behind these potatoes.
The devil's mashed potatoes.
Some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals, he told WJTV, noting he almost stepped into a bowl of potatoes Tuesday. I didn't taste it. I have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. But some people were worried, he was quoted saying. It's not immediately clear if anyone has eaten the potatoes, but news outlets reported residents had not alerted law enforcement.
You know, I was just walking the other day, and I was thinking to myself about this mashed potato here problem. And, back on it, I almost stepped in one of them goddamn poles. And then I stopped to myself, and I says, you know, he has had a rat problem. Maybe somebody put the poison out. But then I said, no, I got 3-second rule. So I didn't taste it.
I was trying to figure out why that there mashed potatoes was a bright green color, and damned if it didn't taste like antifreeze.
Most people don't know this, but mashed potatoes is a sign of Satanism. Good Christian folks do not mash potatoes, and if you do, sons of bitches, you are on the wrong side of the cross.
You Protestant whores!
God damn it. The closest to mashed potato you can get is a julienne fry. God's honest truth. It's in the Bible.
It just starts listing off all these, like,
everybody knows that the only way to eat a potato given to us by...
not from Missouri. It's
gracious,
from Alabama.
Graciously given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Mother Mary, Son, of Joseph,
Lord. The Lord.
The Lord gave us potatoes.
That's a car, ain't it? The Lord.
The potato. Anyways, I was trying to make a fucking joke and you don't.
That's because you sounded like you were
baked,
from a bot.
Baked, alright? They have to be baked to be like Jesus. Alright.
That's because you were from Missouri.
We're done.
And then you went all the way to the fucking bayou.
Fucking Missouri.
I want to say something real quick.
No, you
I was
going
to bring this up last week and I'm sorry.
Bring it up.
Did you know what they're doing?
Bring it on.
With shampoos now. Did I bring this up?
No.
I don't feel like I did.
What is going on in the shampoo world?
In the shampoo world, they're now infusing shampoo with menthol.
Yeah.
What?
That's been a thing.
To give you a cool, like a cool blast of...
That's definitely been a thing.
They just started advertising it, and I went in and I saw there's more than one company doing it. The first one,
was a Herbal Essence? It sounds like something.
Garnier, Fructis. Garnier Fructis.
Like
or whatever.
The sugar?
Fructis. There's a lot of,
Fructis or Fructis or whatever. It's Fructis.
Garnier Fructis.
If you have,
whatever.
Like, Salsom Blue.
Fructis.
Or even, Head and Shoulders if you have like, bad,
dandruff. You got
it's,
fucking flaky.
It's got there. It's got a little bit of menthol on it already.
Yeah, but this is like it yeah. says it's to give you a cool,
fantastic.
Blast of air.
I've had shampoos that are like that are like a mint cool. Like I think Dove had one for men.
Does it count like I crushed up like a menthol cigarette and rubbed it in my head one day? It's got a tingling
the
sensation.
Only time
I think
ever...
I got a brain cancer.
The when I wrestled the medicated shampoo that they would give us to prevent like ringworm and stuff like that, it had menthol in it. So you would take a nice hot shower, open those pores up, put that shit on there, and you'd feel like you're on fire.
Sounds dumb.
It was really nice.
Cool.
Anyways.
Well, now we can end the show talking about your fucking shampoo experience, so I hope you feel happy about that.
I wash my teeth.
Anything else you want to talk about, guys?
No, we're good.
No, that's an episode.
I don't have anything else.
Yep.
Thank you for the new listener for dropping a question. We appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, thank you, new listener.
Extensively explain that one.
You will live forever in our hearts.
Minds.
For real.
For Jesus. Real.
For reals, though. I'm
but
feeling
yes.
those lighters.
Biloxi! Take it to the Matthew Friend! So, guys, we need your help. You need to tell other people about us. We have new listeners and we have people that are starting to get more active in the community, but Facebook group, Jive Turkeys, podcast, get on there, ask some questions, talk to other fans, have fun, email us, jiveturkeyspodcast@gmail.com if you have anything you know you want to talk to us, but you don't want to be caught on Facebook saying it. Do you hear that sound? That's the sound of merch. Those are buttons.
These are
specifically fuck your state buttons. But then we have fuck your state buttons. We have hashtag jive on buttons.
One's in my shoe.
You have a button in your shoe?
Yeah. Oh,
how the fuck did that happen?
That's weird. Hashtag send nudes.
if you want to send nudes,
just get a bunch of weird, oddly cute, chubby girls in your fucking DMs.
Hell yeah.
They're all named Chandler. If you want to send nudes for some fucking weird reason in your head,
is that Will
JiveTurkeysPodcast@gmail.com. I will forward them all to Jason.
Hell yeah. So long.
Just know that Jason will be seeing your naked body. And, yeah, that's a thing. So, have fun with that, Jason. No. Your fucking face is a little weird.
Fuck you, man.
No, the face you made was weird.
You're like, your face is weird.
No, not in
like,
general. Jesus, the lecherous, fucking dripping, weird damn face you just
if
made.
If you were a woman and you had those cute dimples, I'd fuck you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And we're out. Now.